Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is John Stallion.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
And just like that, we have got ourselves an extra show. Welcome to the special edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge for the podcast audience only. This will not be broadcasted on WQEE, but you can catch the show Mondays through Fridays from 2 to 3 on 99.1 FM out of Noonan. I'm here on this Saturday morning to give my podcast audiences an extra show. Now, if you want to be a subscriber to the podcast, all you got to do is look me up on Apple Podcasts, click the subscribe button, leave a 5-star review. It helps for the algorithm. I'm also found on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Overcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Happy Star Wars Day. It is May the 4th. In honor of Star Wars Day, I plan on drinking some blue milk. And we can get on a debate on whether the prequels are a waste of time and the continuity between the prequels and the originals. And we know that Anakin Skywalker does not like sand. But this is also a pretty cool marketing campaign for these professional sports teams that where they could have Star Wars night. We see this all the time with minor league baseball. I know this would take away the purity of the game of baseball, but why don't you have baseballs that look like the Death Star? If you're going to have Star Wars night, go all out. Have like Star Wars trivia between innings. Have a race between a stormtrooper, Baby Yoda, or Darth Vader. I mean, the sky is the limit. Go nuts. Like when Michael Keaton said in the original Batman, "You want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts. Let's get into the show." I hope that you're having a great Saturday morning. The cicadas are chirping. It's Cicada Gate in 2024. You know, I think, and this is just my opinion, that the cicadas are going to be, I'm not going to call them People of the Year for Time Magazine, but they're going to be the most significant event in 2024 as there are trillions of cicadas up in the trees in the Southwest, and they should be sticking around for a couple of more weeks. I'm excited because not only am I doing a show, I'm doing the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live Show with Thrift Behringer. We've got great guests. We're live streaming baseball games. Who else is live streaming as many baseball games as we? And next week, we are going to be live streaming the Glenwood State Championship. Hopefully, we'll have some more championships as well. But let's go ahead and take a deep dive into this special edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. So, if you're new to my audience, you know that I have done this show for about 4.5 years. My first episode was January 31st, 2020. And what can I say? I love talking about sports on Sports Talk Radio. Got a taste of it on 95.7 for a couple of episodes in January and February of 2020. And since then, I just wanted to do this for a living. And even though I'm doing this podcast and I don't have many sponsors and I'm not getting paid that much, it's okay because I love doing what I do. And for the record, I am not by any means trying to copycat the Late Kick podcast with Josh Pate. That is unique. That is a special podcast dedicated to college football, even when they're not playing games, because I'm not going to say off season because there is no off season. Anyway, he has been the gold standard when it comes to broadcasting in Columbus, and I mirror what he does, and I have a lot of respect for Thrift Behringer because he's been doing it for over a decade, along with DJ Jones. Sports Visions, which I had an opportunity to fill in for DJ Jones,
Thursday up in the studio at Smooth R&B 92.1. Sports Visions has been a staple in the community of Columbus, and this is local sports talk radio, and it's offered Mondays and Thursdays from 4 to 6 on Smooth R&B 92.1 and the Sports Visions radio app and Facebook page. I do want to say that some of the content that you get on this show, because this is for the podcast audience only, it may be about sports, it may be about pop culture events, it may be about life. But in this edition of the podcast, I'm just trying to grow my audience. If you want to get this bonus content, all you got to do is like and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's very easy. And I've been talking to people who are not necessarily sports fans, and I've been asking them, hey, would you be interested in subscribing to my podcast? You don't even have to listen. All you got to do is subscribe and just click the audio for 3 seconds. I need that for the algorithm. That is all you have to do. And if you're in and around the Columbus area, you've probably seen my business card just about everywhere. There's a QR code on the back where you can listen to the podcast, and you can also be a subscriber to my Facebook page. And I'm also on the X. I'm on Instagram, and I'm not quite on TikTok yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm not really hip with the generation that has TikTok, even though that is a platform that a lot of podcasters are using. A couple of months ago, I did have a State of the Podcast special episode where I talked about, where did I start? Where am I going? Yesterday, I did have episode 836. Well, I guess you could say this is episode 837, but I will have a show on Monday as we wind down the baseball season for Georgia Alabama Sports Live and we get into the summer months. I want to try to have more guests on. I'm going to continue doing shows with Thrift Behringer on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And one of the reasons why this podcast is presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, because I'll use the content that Thrift and I do to put it on the radio station and to put it on this podcast. I am a producer. It's like the equivalent of Dr. Dre's first album that came out in 1992. It has a very inappropriate title, but it was one of the greatest selling albums of all time, but he was a producer on that. So you have tracks like Lady of Rage, who has a song, RBX has a song. Not all the songs in there are Dr. Dre songs. And so as a producer, I will air an interview that Rick Beach did with the Harris County baseball coach, Coach Tony Dimitri. I'll air some of the stuff that Thrift Behringer and I have done on Georgia Alabama Sports Live, our high school game day. All that stuff is coming back to the airwaves. All of our interviews with coaches, players, media personality, I feature that here on the podcast because I am a producer. I love producing. And as I get more practice at producing, I tend to get better and honing my craft. And I'll be honest with you, I love working with other talented media personalities. Yeah, I do have a little bit of an ego. I want to be an on-air talent, but I am willing to take a step back and be a producer. Look, it's already done in the past. Can't play the what-if game. I was well aware when I moved to Columbus in 2015 that there was a very popular show called The Press Box with Bobby Z and Friends. Did not know about this show in 2015. The talent that came out of The Press Box with Bobby Z and Friends, like Thrift Behringer, like WRBL's Tyler Redmond, like Jonathan Shushke, a.k.a. Buckets. But the talent that I'm referring to is Josh Pate. He did it right. That led to a job at WLTZ. I know that he says that the grind is a blessing. And he has been grinding for over a decade, and it has paid off because he is now a national star when it comes to college football. But I look at his career, and I don't have any regrets because life happens. Had a full-time job, had kids, a wife, just everything that happened in my life, I have no regrets. But 3 years ago, when a member of my church who was friends with one of the booster members of Russell County put me in touch with head coach Dylan Griggs of the Russell County football team. There was a new era in Russell County. They had a new field, new uniforms,
It was just lively. And, you know, Russell County fan base has always been very supportive. And so this unknown broadcaster became a public address announcer 3 years ago. It was exciting because I got to announce for the stadium, and you could hear my voice throughout the stadium. And my family came to one of the football games. I think they came to the game against Opelika. It was just absolutely incredible, and I loved it. But I knew that I was meant for something bigger than just being a public address announcer. Nothing wrong with being a public address announcer. I love it. I think that you have some great, I'm talking great, public address announcers. How about Robert Edmonds, who works for Georgia Alabama Sports Live? He's the voice of CVCC basketball. He's the public address announcer for the football games at Otis Spencer Stadium. Great guy, and he's amazing at what he does. But I know that I want to be a play-by-play announcer more than anything. And that led to being a play-by-play announcer for Beam Television, the local cable provider in East Alabama. It hasn't always been perfect, but when Coach Jason Gibson of the former Columbus Lions, now the coach of the Jacksonville Sharks, he calls me up in December of 2021 asking me if I would like to be the play-by-play announcer for the Columbus Rapids. The opportunity arose, even though I wasn't getting paid, and I was okay with that because it gave me experience, it gave me the opportunity to network, and it also gave Thrift Behringer a chance to discover me because he saw me at a basketball game at the Campus Academy because my daughter was cheerleading, and he recognized me as the voice of the Columbus Rapids. It gave me that exposure. I'm not going to go back into the vault and say, well, they should have paid me. You know, it was like an internship, and I got to be grateful for the fact that the Columbus Rapids took a chance on me and allowed me to be the voice of the Rapids for two seasons. The fact that they don't even exist anymore, well, that's another podcast for another time. In fact, I do have a podcast that's dedicated to the Columbus Rapids. Yeah, it still exists. It's still out in the archives. But anyway, that also led to the Columbus Lions. I got to call games with Jared Dillard. That led to Beam and calling games for Beam TV. At this time, late 2022, Georgia Alabama Sports Live has not existed yet. That's not for another couple of months. But I was helping Thrift Behringer calling games on his phone. We called the Muskogee County Christmas Tournament. We called Border Wars. We called some high school basketball games. And we also called some high school baseball games last year. I'm admitting it wasn't perfect. I've had some blunders in my broadcasting career. There's a lot of people in this industry that I respect. And I don't want to step on toes. I don't want to ruffle feathers. I don't want to get in a war with other broadcasters. Because they're are talented broadcasters in this industry, and we can all work together. There's no need to put me down and try to destroy me, but I admit that I've gotten a little fanboyish sometimes when I've met people in the media that I admire and I look up to. One person in particular is Josh Pate. All right, so I was a guest on 92.1 Sports Visions, and Josh Pate was on the show. He was calling in because he was supposed to be speaking at an event for Columbus State later that night. He was in town. He called the show, and Thrift gave me an opportunity to ask Josh Pate a question. Well, I don't think I stumbled with my question. I just got excited and said I was a fan of his show, and it sounded like I was just a fanboy that came into the studio, but I have something to prove. Since that time, and I feel like that interview could have been a lot better for myself. I don't think the interview was bad. I just wanted Josh Pate to respect me as a broadcaster. But I think right now, at this moment, he has become so big nationally that it's going to take some time. And I don't know where my broadcasting career is going to go from here. I just love doing what I do and calling games and being a part of Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And I'm okay with that. I plan on staying in Columbus for a while. And with a new job, with a new transition, I'm really working on trying to balance my full-time job, the broadcasting gig on the side, and church and family. I do plan on have other guests, like the Calvary Christian head football coach, Emmanuel Brunson. I've got a special relationship with Coach Brunson Back in 2015, when I was in the George Army National Guard, which I am still in the George Army National Guard, Coach Brunson was in my unit. And such a small world that he is now the Cavalry head football coach. And I have much respect for Coach Brunson and the character and the person that he has become, not only a football coach leading these young boys in to the promised land of trying to win a state championship for Calvary Christian, but also him serving his country. He was just a very good professional soldier when I got to know him all those years ago. Like I mentioned, this is not just a show where I'm talking about sports. I'm getting on here Saturday morning. This is one of those shows where, you know, it doesn't really have a time stamp on it. I'm not going to give score updates. All the stuff that happened Friday night, I'm not going to get on here and give you score updates because I'm actually pre-recording this. This is just airing on my podcast Saturday morning. So when I do have free time, and that's when I'm not calling games or not spending time with my family or not doing a podcast, I like to binge watch shows. And I love binge watching sports documentaries. I had to re-watch the OJ Made in America documentary because of the death of OJ Simpson. I mean, that had a huge impact on my life. The Last Dance had a huge impact on my life because that was my childhood in the 90s with NBA. I love the NBA in the 90s. It kind of took a step back in the 2000s. It was still great, but it wasn't as great as it was in the 90s. That epic shot by Michael Jordan in the 1998 NBA Finals, and some say it was a push-off on Byron Russell. I don't think it was. I think Byron Russell slipped. That was an iconic moment, and that was back when the whole world were NBA fans in the 1990s with the Bulls. So I think that the Last Dance documentary, one of the best documentaries of all time, the 10-part series on Netflix. OJ Made in America, another great documentary. I know that ESPN 30 for 30 is going to come out with a Stuart Scott documentary. I cannot wait for that. That is going to be a very good documentary. But I'm also binge-watching shows on Netflix. And one show that I started binge-watching, I can't believe I'm saying this, I have not watched it, was The Big Bang Theory. And I'm also watching Young Sheldon. And I'm comparing the two, and I love finding out Easter eggs. I do this with Marvel movies. I like getting Easter eggs out of The Big Bang Theory from Young Sheldon. You know, sports related. His dad was a football coach. His brother played football in Texas, where high school football is keen. It's like a religion down there. I'm also excited about some movies coming out, but I'll be honest with you. The movie industry has kind of not been as big as it used to be before the pandemic. I remember it was an event to go see Avengers Endgame and the year before seeing Avengers Infinity War, and we had to wait a year for Endgame. And then the last two big movies that I have seen in the theater, Top Gun Maverick and Spider-Man No Way Home. And that's it. There hasn't really been any other movies that I have seen where I'm jumping up to go see a movie in the theater, unless it's a movie that the kids want to see. And in that case, I mean, they have not made a Bluey movie. I'm sure that that's coming. Cobra Kai. Oh, wow. I am so excited about Cobra Kai. Season 6. It's going to be a two-parter. July the 15th, part 1 is going to air. And then part 2 is going to be November the 28th. And they're having some Cobra Kai movie in 2025. I started getting into Cobra Kai because, you know, as a kid, I grew up watching The Karate Kid. Again, it's another nostalgia thing because you got The Karate Kid, you got Cobra Kai, and I'm invested in these characters. Johnny has always been the bad guy, but it is somebody that you could root for in Cobra Kai. I'm not saying that Daniel is the bad guy. Daniel's a good guy, but so is Johnny. And those are two characters that you can root for. And I just wish that Mike Barnes had a bigger role. Chosen's in it. Like, all the Karate Kid villains end up becoming good guys, with the exception of Terry Silver and John Kreese. But the parallel to The Big Bang Theory is that Sheldon's twin sister is also Daniel LaRusso's wife. I kind of put those two together as I've been binge-watching Cobra Kai and watching The Big Bang Theory. All right. Gone over 20 minutes. This is one of those shows where if you do subscribe to my podcast, this is the only place where you are going to get this content. So like and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, I got a new polo shirt out. Changed the logo. That was a very big move because I had the previous logo for about 2 years. By the way, a big shout out to Lee Snow, who actually designed that logo. He is the preacher at the Warm Springs Road Church of Christ. He is also the general manager of the Columbus Lions. And we have had him on the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show. Class act guy, good guy, and I appreciate everything that Lee does in the social media world and in the podcasting platform. And he's a pretty good producer, too. He was producing the Off the Walls Rapids show that I was doing with Warren Fundevestasian. I want to throw it back to the Rapids because I do have some thoughts on this merger between the Major Indoor Soccer League and the National Indoor Soccer League. It was not run very well, and I'm being nice. I'm seriously being nice. The Rapids went away. They tried to get Foundry FC. The Memphis Americans are not playing in year three. You got the Albany Aces, but they haven't really played any home games. It costs a lot of money to play home games in a 10,000-seat arena because just the money of turning the lights on. When you're drawing less than 1,000 fans, you lose money. That's what happened with the Columbus Rapids. Maybe the Rapids needed to go to a smaller venue. I know Columbus is a good sports market. We got the River Dragons. We got the Lions. We're going to have the AA baseball team from the Atlanta Braves next season. Can indoor soccer work here in the Fountain City? I think it could work. It worked fine in the first year. We did have fans, but it wasn't fans that we were hoping that would continue to grow in year two. We had just enough fans in year one. It was a new product. It was something that they wanted to check out. You had the fans that were River Dragons fans, but you also wanted something different because we were sharing the Columbus Civic Center with the Columbus River Dragons and trying to play when the River Dragons were on the road. But concerts, big venues that make a lot of money take priority. So if Paw Patrol comes to the Columbus Civic Center, well, guess what? The Columbus Rapids aren't playing. And so we had to battle with that. And then in year two, sometimes we had games on a Wednesday night. Are you kidding me? Who's going to go to a Rapids game on a Wednesday night? Two big events that happened that was the downfall for the Columbus Rapids in year two. The general manager, Warren Fundevestasian, I had a very good relationship with him. He was a home run hire as a general manager because the Rapids were competitive. He was getting international players. He was getting great players like Olivia Gerald came back. She was a superstar in this town, and she came back for year two. Bria Riancho, one of the best goalkeepers in the NISL. We have had superstars here in this town. Homegrown talent as well, like Megan Byers, like Freddie Zamudio, and Oswaldo Valencia, who played soccer at Spencer. Great talent here in this town. And they were very easy to root for. And they were very accessible at the end of the games. You know, my daughters got to get their autograph, their final game of the season. It was very emotional just to see, you know, my daughter getting autographs from the Columbus Rapids. I still got pictures and everything. And sad to see that that went away. That was the final moment for the Columbus Rapids. Absolutely devastated that they didn't come back. But I understand it's a business. And it was a business that could have survived with the right ownership group. We didn't have the right ownership group for the Columbus Rapids, and that is why they failed. Anyway, that's just my takeaway on the Columbus Rapids. Will indoor soccer ever come back to Columbus? Well, they tried with Foundry FC. If they go to another league, because I think that the NISL and this merger with Major Indoor Soccer League is a good thing because it's going to bring more money, more revenue, and more teams, maybe we could rebrand the Columbus Rapids once again because of all that merchandise, the logo, everything. I just don't understand why they would do away with that, especially when we were growing the brand, we were growing the product. The general manager, Warren Fundevestasian,
Now, back to my point. He just quit. And because of that, we had a triple header. And this had a lot of advertisement, and this was a big buzz around the city. In March of last year, they were going to play a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday triple header between the Memphis Americans and the Fayetteville Fury. Once those games canceled, because this was a weekend series, we were expected to have a lot of fans at the Civic Center. We were talking this thing up. I was excited to be on the broadcast for the NISL's YouTube channel and call these Columbus Rapids games. When I got a text message saying that the games have been canceled, I don't know who sent the text message. Maybe Mary Ellen Rogers, the president of the NISL. I don't know. Whoever sent me that text message, I kind of just like, okay. You know, I kind of played it off like, not a big deal. Well, at least I get to enjoy my weekend. That was devastating. That was the reason why, even though they finished out the season, a lot of players quit. They did not like how the organization was being run. A lot of players quit. They did finish out the season. I'm glad they finished out the season. But the NISL didn't even have the postseason. It's beyond comprehension that they even existed in year three. Absolutely heartbreaking, but it didn't kill my broadcasting career. I mean, some of the things that I have done, like some of the broadcasters that I have worked with that shall remain nameless, didn't necessarily kill my broadcasting career. But I'm here to say, this is not for everybody. Not everybody can do what we do. And look, I know that I'm trying to gain the respect of Josh Pate. I want him to think that I am a very good professional broadcaster. And if he never does, no big deal. I'll move on because I love doing what I do and I'm going to continue driving on. But not everybody can do what we do. Not everybody has the God-given talent, not only to be a broadcaster. I was a broadcasting major in college. I went to the Defense Information School at Fort Meade, Maryland for military broadcasting. I worked in public affairs for 8 years. I pretty much know what I'm talking about. I also have the technical side of broadcasting. I could be a good producer and edit video, edit audio, put up graphics. The producing side is something that I can do as well. I learned the OBS system on how to live stream games. I could work the scoreboard. I could work putting in the commercials. And I could put up like titles and everything. I have that experience. Doing this podcast for 4 years has given me the tools to succeed in this industry. If I wasn't an on-air talent, I'd still be a good producer. But if you have no idea how to produce and you're trying to be an on-air talent, you have got to find an audience. But you can't be ungenuine, you can't be robotic, and you can't sound like everything that you say out of your mouth is scripted. You've got to have your personality. You've got to be yourself. You got to be relaxed. You know, and I wasn't always like this. Sometimes I was nervous when I would get on the air. But I ain't nervous right now. I'm doing this the comfort of my home on my audio software, and I'm uploading this later. So this is what I do, and this is the voice that I've given you for the past 4 years. With that being said, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really greatly appreciate everybody who has subscribed to my podcast. This is the bonus content that you are going to get. This is not going to air on the radio. I think that this episode was a little risque as far as some of the things that I've said. And I just want to make sure that, you know, it's put out there because I do have feelings and emotions and everything that's going on in my life. Want to address it here on the Sports Beats special edition for the podcast audience only. Thank you so much. Don't forget that we have got a show on Monday. I'm going to recap the baseball playoffs that happened over the weekend, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. The Braves are taking on the Dodgers. I'm also going to have my two-a-days because spring practices for high school football have already begun. And so the teams that I'm going to talk about, I'm actually going to drop my weekly schedule for the spring practice. I actually written it down. Here's what I've got. On Monday, we've got the Northside Patriots and the Columbus Blue Devils. Columbus has got a new head football coach. Tuesday, Hardaway and Kendrick. Wednesday, LaGrange and Opelika. And then Thursday, we've got Pacelli and Harris County. So that is going to be exciting. And then week three, we've got Calvary, Auburn. Still got to do Callaway. Still got to do Lee Scott. Chatco, they got a new head coach with Coach Bruce Figgins. I'm going to talk about Beulah. This is going to be a rivalry for Glenwood as Beulah is in the same region as Glenwood. Going to talk about Beauregard, Manchester, Lochapoka, Schley County, Eufaula. I mean, you got Chambers Academy. You got Lakeside School. I mean, you got so many schools here in the Chattahoochee Valley. And I want to try to get to all of them. All right. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Saturday, and I will talk to you on Monday. Bye, everybody. You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.